T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They don't get things going offensively. Charlie's going to have a lot to answer to tomorrow.
Oh, that was Larry Anderson last night.
As only LA can be.
And we're back live from the ballpark. Phils and Cubs tonight. Big win last night. This is like, we don't mention it enough, so I think we should. This is still a team that is very much in the playoff hunt. We're acting like this is a team that's 15 games below 500 and all is poor. But Charlie is here to try to straighten things out with the offense. And every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson joins us. And there's always something to talk about with L.A. And L.A., hello, how are you?
I'm good. Anything you want to talk about today? Anything specific? I can't think of anything.
Well, so just initially your reaction to Charlie coming back.
I always hate, and I said this on air, I hate for coaches or anybody, whether you like them or don't like them or indifferent, I hate to see them get fired because it's not on them, you know, totally. It's on the player. I think Hoskins spoke to that. Others have spoke to that. But it always happens this way. They got to make a change. You can't get rid of 25 guys. So you change wherever, what area you're struggling in. Struggling offensively, you know, the hitting coach is going to go. And I think that's just the case. And I don't know how the players, if they latched on to John Mailey with everything or they didn't or if they were fine. Every player is different. You can't make everybody be the same. But, I think Carly coming in, I don't think it's going to be a different message so much as just the way he presents it. And I think the credibility he has for what he's already done speaks volumes, and I think it's incumbent upon the players to listen to what Charlie has to say.
Larry, what's typically the reaction when a pitching coach or a hitting coach gets let go mid-season? What's the typical reaction of a player?
I don't know. For me, it was more like I cost that guy his job. I mean, that's the way I looked at it. I think that when it happens, I think players have to be accountable. They have to be a little introspective, look at themselves, look in the mirror and go, what did I do? How did I cause this guy his job? And just be accountable. And I think it can be hard. I had a manager who I did not like. He got fired and I didn't have a problem with it because he wasn't honest to me. I've had other managers. My best manager I had, Renee Latchman in Seattle, was probably told me the worst news he could tell me, but I respected him and appreciated him as my manager for being honest with me all the time. And I think that's, you know, I think the players have to be honest with themselves also and go, you know, did I had a part in this, you know? And I think this whole offense had a part in what happened to John Mailey.
I'm assuming you view this as a good thing, right, L.A., bringing Charlie around? Let me say why I say that. Because some can read this as there's a little uncertainty right behind closed doors. You bring a guy like Charlie Manuel back into the fold. You know the presence that he carries amongst his fan base. He's beloved here. Gabe right now is in the crosshairs of everyone. So is the front office. And I guess from my perspective, I'm just wondering, is everything settled behind closed doors from a structural standpoint? From, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Charlie, for me, him coming in is going to create, I think, a more calming effect all the way around.
Okay.
And I think that's a good thing. Because of who he is, because of how beloved he is in this city, the respect that he has from everybody in the organization, from top to bottom, I think that's obvious with this appointment or this announcement. And so, you know, I think maybe it'll help people, you know, sit back and just calm down a little bit. I think it's going to take away from the philosophy a little bit of what they're trying to do. Like Matt Klintak said yesterday, said it's, you know, Charlie, when he was hitting coach in Cleveland, talked about you know, the launch angler, exit velocity. The 5 years he was here, I never heard him mention that, but it
right.
could be just a different way of him saying it. Mm-hmm. You know, he maybe doesn't use exit velocity or launch angle. He might say it in a different way without that verbiage.
Verbiage, yeah.
But, it, you know, I think you have to just sit back and look at Charlie and go and just respect what he has to say. It might sound different, which might ease some of the fans' problems with the analytics or so much talk about it that, you know, Charlie might say the same thing but without using those words or that terminology. And I think in that respect, I think that can put people at ease too. I mean, just all the way around.
Right. L.A., enough time to turn it around? Like you said, this isn't where he's coming in to totally change the philosophy of what they're trying to do, but you know, we're talking about 40 however many games that are left. I mean, I think more than anything, this could be a spark. It gives a spark to a team rather than really trying to change what they do at their core.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to change a whole lot. And, I mean, the other thing, he's watched these guys for their whole careers. He's seen these guys in the minor leagues. He's seen them at the big league level, at least the guys that have come up through the system. And guys that are on the club now that, you know, he's seen them all year. So he's got an idea. He's out at the cage at BP a lot watching these guys. So I think he has maybe some ideas of what to do with a couple hitters, maybe not all of them, but I think there's probably some flaws in a couple hitters that he might be able to talk to help them adjust to make some changes. But you can't keep going this way. If there aren't changes, then why do you expect that anything will change? You know what I mean? So I think he will, but I think he'll do it slowly. I think he'll take his time and slowly talk with guys about, you know, whether it's, you know, being more aggressive early in a count or whatever it is. I think he'll have some things to say, and I think it'll be helpful.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you're going to see a lot less pitch taking and a lot more being aggressive at the plate and hitting the ball, because that's what Charlie always preached.
Yeah, and he did. And the thing is, I don't know if John Mailey was really that different, but it seemed like so much was impressed upon seeing a lot of pitches, whether you make an out or not. So see a lot of pitches, which is good. I mean, you know, we saw Quintana only go six innings because he got his pitch count up to 109, which made him work a little bit. You know, we also had 14 strikeouts. And anytime you have a lot of strikeouts, you can have a lot of pitches. It's just the way it is. I don't know. So much is up in the air, but there is definitely time to turn it around. I mean, the Mets turned it around in the last 3 weeks, and they've made a big difference. This team can do the same thing, but it's just, it's hard to project it because they haven't done it. And we're, you know, 120 games into the season and we haven't seen it. So I think the normal thought is, well, we're probably not going to see it. Like, it is what it is, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. It definitely can happen. They go on a roll and win 15 to 18 or, you know, 16 to 20 or whatever it is. And then who knows where they're, then they're in a great spot for the wild card. If trying to overtake the division might be tough, it can be done, but that might be a little tougher than just getting into the wild card spot.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about tonight's game? Cole Hamels making his return to the city of brotherly love, and going to start tonight against our best pitcher, Aaron Nola. We had a discussion weeks ago about these two guys and where they sort of stacked up against each other. It's great we get to see them tonight, right, in this pitching duel.
No question. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think, you know, the way Nola's been going and pitching here at home, the Cubs are a completely different team home and road. They're almost unbeatable at home. And they go on a road, and they're definitely beatable. And so I think that's an advantage for the Phils right there with Nola going the way he is. Hamels coming off a tough start, you know, after being on the DL for injured list for a while. But he has it that the tendency, as we all know, that he can pick it up a notch for a big game.
He'll be juiced for this one tonight.
Oh yeah, I don't think there's any question. You know, coming back, he'll probably get a great ovation. I mean, just all the things of when you have success and you come back to the place where you've had the success, it juices you up. You know that. It's something special, and especially coming back here for Cole, I think it's going to be special for him. I expect to see just a great pitching matchup tonight.
Yeah. I'm actually excited for this game tonight. I really am.
Yeah.
It'll be 13-12 at the end of the game. We're all expecting this great pitching matchup, Larry.
Yeah, that's always the case, isn't it? You talk about all these two matchups, you know, two guys with ERAs under one, and they're going out, and they haven't given up more than two runs in 12 starts straight, and all of a sudden, you know, this is going to be a 1-0 game, and both pitchers are going to go 9 innings or 8 innings, whatever. That ain't going to happen.
Hey,
it never happens.
They put up 13 runs tonight, L.A. Charlie Manuel, he'll be hired tomorrow as the manager tomorrow, man.
He'll get about a 7-year extension.
Hey, L.A., but let's end on this. Gabe Kapler, this obviously makes it a little bit awkward for him. It makes it awkward for Charlie as well. Although, if anybody's going to handle this correctly, it's going to be Charlie Manuel. He won't undermine Gabe Kapler. But at the same time, you know how the fans are with Charlie, and you know how a lot of the fans are with Gabe. Not necessarily big Gabe fans. The last thing that I want to see as a Phillies fan is Gabe Kapler going out to the mound and people chanting Charlie Manuel's name. And by making Charlie Manuel the hitting coach, that's what you're setting this up to be if things go poorly.
If you don't want to hear that, I suggest you don't go to the game.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It happened last night. Fans out in left field chanting, "We want Charlie." You know, and it does. I think it makes it a tough position for Gabe. I think he'll handle it well. I think Charlie will handle it well as best both of them can, understanding that the fact that it's going to happen. I don't see how it can't happen. It just
it's going to happen.
You just expect it. So
right, and then let's say the offense produces well for the rest of the season. Now all the fans are going to want Charlie Manuel to be the manager and not Gabe Kapler. And then if they don't do well, either way, the way I look at it is Gabe's not in a great position right now.
No, it's not. I mean, I would say it's an unenviable position for him, but I also think Gabe's comfortable with where he's at, you know, and what he believes. He stands by it. He hasn't really gotten off of where he was when he took the job. So, in that respect, I think he's comfortable with himself, and and I think, like you said, Charlie's not going to do anything to undermine him. Charlie's going to, he's not that way. You know, he wants to help. He wants the team to win, but it's not at any expense, not at Gabe's expense or somebody else's. He's just going to go out there and try and help this organization win. And that's the way Charlie is.
Well, I know this, LA, I'll be listening and watching tonight. You and Scott in the booth. A lot of extra eyes will be watching tonight, and if they score 15 runs, it's because of Charlie Manuel. It's not because of anything else, right?
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt.
All right, L.A., we'll see you in a little bit when you wave to us on your way past our booth.
Yes, sounds sir. Good, fellas.
All right, there he is. Yep. L.A. Mm-hmm. Joins us every Wednesday. There you go.
Yeah, I forgot about the We Want Charlie chance last night. Yeah.
Oh, that'll die down. That won't happen anymore, right?
They were just getting warmed up last night. If they get any glimpse of Charlie Manuel tonight, it's
look at if the offense gets hot. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
But you know what though, I'm with LA. I mean,
Gabe actually handled it well this morning.
Well, Gabe doesn't have a choice.
Right.
He had 123 games to get this together, so Charlie Manuel shouldn't have to be called in to help Gabe, to help save Gabe's job.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was the owner making this call. So that's all of their bosses. So when the boss says such and such is joining the show because I think it helps the show, we can be mad as we
make
want.
Make the best out of it.
Yeah, you better make it work. So, and we'll have Charlie Manuel in his press conference or what have you coming up, but I see tweets out there already. And Charlie started off by letting everybody know he has no desire to be a manager.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.